B-Pod Studios.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missanelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in a drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Lissner Daily Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hello to the TV audience. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. It's cold out there. I hate it. I need a vacation to go somewhere warm. And then there's no warm areas, apparently. Not even Florida's warm these days. I don't know. Let's talk sports. Let's warm each other up by talking sports. There are a lot of things I want to do today, and I'm going to actually, in a little bit, turn the show over to you. And I'm doing this for a reason, because there's like a variety of topics. Like, you picture a wheel, right? This is a wheel that right now doesn't have a hub. It's just a wheel. So without a hub, there's like multi-topics. You can spin a wheel, come up with these topics. And so what I want to do is put people on the spot to that, because everybody has an investment in Philadelphia sports, right? So I have all these little topics that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. And this is just like, pretend you're in a bar and I'm next to you and I go, blah, 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 blah. And you're drinking a beer and you go, blah, 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 blah. And you have a response to it. Whatever I'm going to say to you or ask you or bring up a topic, you're going to have a response to it if you're a Philadelphia sports fan. So that's what I want to do today. It's kind of like Unique Thursday, I'm calling it. But before we get to that, because I've got a bunch of topics, and the rules of the game really are you just have to call in, right? You call in, you're on hold, you don't know what topic you're going to get. Unless you have a specific topic you want to talk about today, we're going to exchange greetings, and I'm going to go blah, 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 blah. And you've got to have an opinion on it. If you don't have an opinion, you're not a real fan. Everybody has an opinion on everything that goes on in this city. So these are things that are just going on in the city, going on in Philadelphia sports, or maybe like I'll get a little abstract. Maybe I'll go like outside the box a little bit for your opinion. But it all really will relate to sports. All right. Now, here's what I started to think about. Like we go through these, well, at least I go through these mental exercises every now and then about who is the next athlete to capture your imagination in town. We have been blessed with a bunch of athletes. Even though the teams haven't been great, we've been blessed with a bunch of athletes that capture your imagination. I mean, you can go back to AI if you want to go back that far and take it forward. McNabb was the guy to capture your imagination, good or bad. And if you move into the Phillies era, you got Jimmy Rollins and Howard were the guys that captured your imagination. And Utley was like the anchor, right? And lately, it started out in the Wentz era with Wentz capturing your imagination. He doesn't do it anymore. It's amazing. He's fallen. We even forget he completed a pass because of what Nick Foles did. Nick Foles took over the capture of your imagination. And now Nick Foles is gone. And you're sitting here going, oh, we're going for me. Basically, that's what you're talking about right now. Like, okay, let's go. Like Simmons, does he capture your imagination? He does to an extent, but it's like he doesn't talk enough. Like he's kind of like removed, right? So he doesn't capture your imagination other than that you watch him play and you're criticizing him because he can't shoot. Embiid captures your imagination to an extent, and then we kind of got tired of Embiid too. Foles had us from day one. As soon as he took a snap, boom, and now we have to go through withdrawal symptoms. So I don't know who it is right now in Philadelphia sports that's going to capture your imagination. If the Phillies sign one of those guys, obviously that guy will be the star of stars that goes right to the top of the heap in this city. Anybody on the Flyers capture your imagination? Drew doesn't capture your imagination anymore, right? Tyrone, you're an observer of Philadelphia sports.
Yes.
We're in a void right now as far as somebody capturing. If Nick Foles is going out the door, who do we have?
We don't have anybody. And it's... But we do have a lot. That's the weird part. Because this Sixers team, if you place this Sixers team in probably a different city maybe, they're really, really enamored with the two young guys. Uh-huh. But for some reason... I don't know, maybe because they're following AI's era, whatever it is, they don't grab the people the same way the AI did. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because neither one of them get in any trouble. Like off the court, they create things on social media. You'll see Ben somewhere or Embiid types, but they don't do anything. They go to work, they go home.
Ben doesn't play to the crowd
at all.
Embiid plays to the crowd, but we're kind of on to him now. You know, like there's nothing that I don't know. It's hard to explain. I love Embiid, but this stuff and it just kind of has worn out now,
right?
For me,
and I think it's because he's such a big guy. If Embiid was AI size with his personality, I think he'd be a superstar in this city. Even bigger. I know he's a star, but because he's a big guy, I don't think people can feel like they can reach out and touch him the way they could AI.
That's good. And Ben Simmons is an Iceman.
Yes.
He's an Iceman. Like if he would cup his ear, like that would break the ice. But he's so icy and he's so private about his game and his life and his, he just doesn't break out as the breakout star.
He's almost like, in a way, like Mo Cheeks was, where it was a big deal when Mo Cheeks dunked at the end of the finals game because he never did that kind of thing. Ben's would have to do something out of character to grab us, and he stays in a pocket.
But the thing about Mo Cheeks is we knew that he was a nice guy. Like, we don't know anything about, we don't even know Ben's a nice guy.
Yeah,
we don't know. We don't know anything about Ben.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so we'll talk about that, and we've had obviously this Sixer thing that we have to talk about with this big schedule that's coming up for the Sixers, which will kind of define what they are in this league. And to me, I don't see where there's going to be any significant change when they get through this gauntlet of 12 games, where I'm going to be convinced that they're going to win the East. I don't think there's anything they can do. Unless, if they go 10-2, then maybe you got me. But you know that's not going to happen. They're pretty much going to be at 500 over this little stretch of games. Right? Are we right? Is that pretty much what we can expect?
That's what I'm thinking. I need 8-4 for it to move the needle for me. 6-6, 7-5, I'm like, okay. If they go 8-4 or better, they might grab me a little bit. This is a tough stretch. Mm-hmm. 8-4 would mean they beat some good. And yeah, because beyond 6-6, that means they beat some teams maybe they weren't supposed to beat in the mix. Like they had to beat Boston along the way. Because I know they conclude this situation with Boston on a back-to-back.
And Boston beat Toronto last night.
Yeah, and they had lost 3 in a row before that. So you're still ahead of Boston right now in the standings. If you come out of this still ahead of Boston, that would tell me something. That it would.
Okay. Still not buying it.
Well, you said winning the East. You got it.
That's the only thing that matters to me. I know they're a good team. They're not a stiff team. It's not like we're evaluating the Sixers as a stiff team. The only thing that matters is can they be good enough to win the East? That's all I want to expect from this team. And right now, I just think they're a little short of it.
The other issue is there most likely won't be a big trade during this 12-game stretch. Because we know they need a trade to get better. And anything that they do most likely won't involve a trade. Maybe it will. Maybe they surprise us in 4 games in. There's some deal that gets done 6 games in, 8 games in. I think you have to do this as is.
All right, so let's take the pulse. Before we get to a break, let's take the pulse quickly at the top of the show. And it may change as we get into the show. But like right now, our instincts at Indiana tonight is it's a revenge game for Indiana. And they're favored in the game.
And Embiid's questionable.
I got L.
Okay.
You have W?
Yeah.
All right, you got W, I got L. Oklahoma City at home.
I have that as a win.
I have that as a win also. Houston at home.
I got that as a loss because I don't see anybody that can guard Harden.
TNT game, yes, 8 o'clock game. I have that as a loss also. San Antonio, also 8 o'clock game.
I have that as a win because it's revenge because they lost to San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
I have them winning that one.
I'll go with that as well. Okay, so now I'm at 2-2. You're at 3-1. You're off to a good start. At Denver.
Loss.
I also have loss. At the Lakers.
Win.
I've got loss. At Golden State.
Loss.
I've got loss. At Sacramento.
Win.
Win. Toronto. Home.
Win.
I go win also. Denver home.
Win. Because I have them losing the other one.
You do have them losing the other one?
Yeah, like I had them losing. I had them losing to Denver. So win in this one.
All right, I'll go win. Lakers home.
I got a loss now. I got them splitting with the
Lakers. You got them splitting?
Yeah, because LeBron will be back.
I got them lost in L.A., so I'll take that as a win. You're going lost. And finally, Boston.
And this is the one that's going to decide the whole thing. And
8 o'clock game, another primetime game for him.
And unfortunately, I have to, until I see something different, I have to say
loss. Lost.
Yeah, I have to.
All right, so you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 5.
Okay.
That's above 500.
Yeah.
That would be successful. I go 6. That's not going to get me anywhere.
No. It'd be interesting.
Not
going to
get me anywhere. 6-6 is not going to get me anywhere.
No.
All right. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Again, this is what if you want to call and talk about stuff that's on your mind, that's fine and dandy. If you don't, if you want to accept the Mike challenge, all you go and say, Mike, give me the challenge. I give you a topic. You pontificate on the topic. It's that simple on a Thursday, right here on the Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Neck and neck. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum over 2 decades, helping our community. Sixers hit the road to play the Pacers tonight. Joel Embiid is questionable with back tightness. The teams are neck and neck for third in the Eastern Conference. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Flyers beat the Bruins last night 4-3 for their second win in a row. Sean Couturier helped the rally with a hat trick.
Now tipped away at center ice. Couturier's in on the left side. Looks. He shoots. He scores! His first career hat trick as they rain down from the crowd. The Flyers have hat tricks in back-to-back games and now have taken a 4-2 lead.
They'll play the Canadians on Saturday. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Report State Eagles defensive line coach Chris Wilson and wide receiver coach Gunter Brewer will not return to the team next year. Our Big Green giveaway continues. Listen at 4 for your chance at $1,000. Visit Swiss Farms drive-thru markets for fresh dinner entrees like their cranberry chicken salad. Plus, stock up on groceries right from your car. Go to SwissFarms.com for locations in Delaware County and Norristown. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Misinelli
on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, 219, Mike Misnelli Show, 2 o'clock hour. Brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. This is their new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today. Time to start the Twitter poll. Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. You know, snow might be coming this weekend. Snow blowers, generators, small engines, they have it over there at Moyer. Every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Today's Twitter poll, Miss Natalie Eganoff.
So based off of the Sixers question that you asked, Mike, of the Sixers' next 12 opponents, 9 are playoffs teams and 12 are over 500. Will the Sixers be better than 6-6? Over 600 votes on this so far. 71% say yes, 29% say no.
71%?
The city believes.
People are optimistic about your 76ers.
We're a city of believers now.
You know, they bitch and moan every night about the coach, the point guard,
Butler not doing enough. It's so weird.
71%. All right. Hey, let's believe in Tej and Furk and Jonah.
You're not going to see Furk.
No, Furk.
I'm going to set the over-under on in this next 12 that he plays in 3.5, and I'm going under.
Furk no factor?
Furk no factor.
No factor, Furk?
No. You know who the key might be? It's a little scary.
Tej?
No.
Oh.
It actually might be Shem. He's yet to put together consecutive good games. If he could, but as the season goes on, I understand, Mike.
Not feeling.
I hear you. The question is, can he put together...
Too timid at this stage of his life.
Right, but can you shake that in season?
No.
You can't shake that. That's an off-season situation where he comes back next year less timid.
Yes. You can't turn timidity into Tiger. He's feeling his way.
Yeah. No, you're right. He is timid.
He's not going to wake up one day he's a Tiger. Because he can't defend yet. So that's always going to break him down. So you can't be a Tiger if you can't defend.
All right?
Yeah. Listen, I get it. If they get him open shots, then fine. He's going to be okay. He'll give you a few points.
No, I mean is he's really up and down. He'll score 17 and then 6. And then he'll 18 and then...
Good teams aren't going to give him shots.
No,
that's the whole thing.
No, you're right.
And he's not at a point now where he can be Jimmy Butler and get to a spot and get off the shot like that way. He's not that. But, yeah, I like him. All right, let's go to Lee in Pottstown, start things off. Lee, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Lee?
All right, I'm going to turn you into a Foles believer today.
Oh, I'm already a Foles believer, except he's at the door.
I know, he's out the door. All right, so this exercise
he's at the
is
gate.
Just for fun. This exercise is just for fun. I want to convince you that we need to bring Foles back.
Okay.
So, all right. How many quarterbacks have won multiple Super Bowls in our era?
I guess Brady.
Yeah, that's it. Brady. We could turn into Green Bay. We could turn into Seattle. We could turn into any team that overvalues one position, or we could be New England, not overvalue one position. Foles has taken us on 2 runs through the playoffs with a lot of talent around him.
Well, what was this run? Did I miss a run?
This was a run. This was absolutely a run.
This was a run? This was a run? It was? It was a run. They lost the second game.
With a team that 6 or 7 weeks ago had so many holes in it, we were losing our minds.
Yeah, but it's not a run. They lost. They didn't perform. He didn't perform well enough. So what? You can't give him credit for a run when it ended in the second game when he didn't play well.
Do you think we would have won the Super Bowl if, let's say, Russell Wilson was our quarterback?
Yeah.
No.
You've got this man as superhuman. Why is it impossible for anybody else but Nick Foles to win a Super Bowl?
We're overvaluing that position.
But what do you mean? How could you possibly overvalue a quarterback position? You need the quarterback.
There's been one quarterback in our era that's won multiple Super Bowls. The ones that have a chance
I don't get your point. What is your point?
They have young talent around them. They're a complete team. We're not a complete team.
Okay, so you're saying that if Foles had a complete team, he's better suited to win than Wentz.
No, but I'm saying we're better suited to have a complete team, not paying Wentz that much money, having a cheaper quarterback, and having more players.
What cheap quarterbacks win? Give me the cheap quarterbacks that win.
Well, the cheap quarterbacks get paid after they win.
Okay, so
Tom Brady, who's won multiple, takes hometown discounts. They don't overvalue talent. Yeah, they get rid of people when their contracts get too high.
Yeah, you haven't convinced me at all about anything, to be honest with you. I don't even know what your point was. The decision has been made to move on with Wentz, and it's the right decision. The only thing that would have been weighable is if he did bring them on another playoff run. He did not. Losing to New Orleans does not constitute a playoff run. It was nice that they won some games, but it stopped in New Orleans, and they had a chance to win the game, and he didn't play that well in it. Zeki Shenandoah, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zeki.
Hey, Mike. Happy New Year, you and your staff there. And I'm calling about the Eagles and a little bit about the Phillies.
All right, Zeki, you got it, buddy.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, Wentz is the guy of the future. There's no comparison. Hey, think of it. The Eagles held New Orleans to 20 points. Mm-hmm. 20 points in the dome.
Yeah.
If Foles would have scored another touchdown in the second half or two or three field goals, we would have won. So let's just face it.
Yeah.
Wentz is the future. I agree with you 100%. There's no comparison. And mm-hmm. another thing, when the Eagles draft, you need a running back. Don't go after Bell from Pittsburgh. Get a good young running back college, the best on the board. Someone mm-hmm. like that Snell from Kentucky that hammered Penn State. Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? We need.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at Mel Kiper's draft. Yeah. He does not have a running back rated in the top round. So the Eagles don't have to take the running back. They can probably get one in the second round, and maybe they get that guy, Snell.
Yeah, but get a young guy. Don't get these guys are beat up. Running backs, their life shortened.
No, I get it. You're going to have to draft a rookie to go along with a rotation. I don't think any of the guys you take in the draft is going to be the 15 to 20 ball carrier.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay.
Hey, just to let you know, I'm a good friend of Richie that calls. I graduate with him.
You guys sound like the same person.
He's a good man. He knows his football. Ah. He can tell you some stories. We used to go down to Vet. I have too long, and they're too. You won't believe them anyway. So
I love the Shenandoah accent, Zach.
Hey, but one more thing on the Phillies.
What?
That Kapler. That analytics, I like. That's good.
Yeah.
Everything else, computers, it's this and that. But sometimes I seen a couple games last season, late in the game, they're home. First and second, loan out, bottom and ninth, score tight, and he's still hitting. Bunt the guys over. Play to win the game.
Yeah. The bunt is passe. The old-timers have to get. They have to get the idea that the bunt is no longer serviceable in Major League Baseball because guys can't do it. They don't breed bunters anymore. So it's an unnatural activity for someone that you're counting on to do an unnatural activity. So it's not worth the risk.
You gotta get with the times.
You have to get with the times. See, when a man's on second base, I know it sounds good. Move him into scoring position. There's already a man in scoring position. They would rather take the chance that in this day and age, with free swingers, non-bunters, that you're going to hit a ball hard somewhere and maybe in a gap, which would score two, or maybe just a single, line drive single, which is going to score one, rather than give yourself an out. So there it is. And I'm a modern day. I'm an old school baseball guy in a lot of ways, but I'm a modern day guy in a lot of ways. I don't like the bunt either.
You adjust.
Exactly.
You adjust with the times.
You don't breed bunters anymore. In the old day, you bred 220, 230 second basemen who would bunt. You don't breed those anymore. You breed hitters.
Right. When they get a guy like that in the minors, don't they start telling them to hit fly balls?
Yes. Yeah. It's all angle. It's all that kind of stuff. They're not chopping balls anymore. All right. Let's go Mike and Delran. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm convinced on Souls. I'll drive Carson Wentz to the airport now.
You will?
All I needed was a... No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. All right,
Mike. I'll be the first one. I'll take the challenge.
All right. The challenge is, I'll give you the topic. The topic is Foles-Wentz. Pontificate on it, Mike.
Are you kidding me?
I'm giving you that one. I want to hear your explanation.
How do we beat that to death?
No, I want to... See, you're a seasoned listener. So I want to hear your seasoned opinion on this whole thing.
Nothing could have happened over the last 24 months that would have made me forget what Carson Wentz did in those 13 games last season. So anybody who is excited about the little bit of potential or the magic that Nick Foles showed us, he also bummed out in St. Louis and mm-hmm. almost quit football before going to Kansas City. Carson Wentz is 26 years old. He will be a future MVP. He will win a Super Bowl. And he is the guy to be excited about in this town going forward. That's it.
That's a well-thought-out argument.
Plain and simple, Mike.
I would add this to it. I was open to the Foles taking over concept. However, he didn't do enough this year, and therefore it didn't push it over the top of the better player. Mike, the resume of the better player is already out there.
Maybe I sound crazy for saying this, but Nick Foles could have won the Super Bowl this year by 45 points, and there's 52 other men on that roster that had a point. I would say, thank you, Mr. Foles. Yeah. I appreciate you. Build a statue. See you later.
That would have been crazy.
So if Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, Mike, you would have traded. You would have been okay
yes.
trading Carson Wentz?
Yep. The three branches of Mike would have applied and taken root.
Yeah, because Nick Foles got two magical Super Bowls. He's going to win another one?
Magic translates to magic in my book.
No, you don't believe that.
I believe it 100%.
Mike, I've been listening to you a long time, man.
I believe it 100%. If he would have pulled off two straight Super Bowls, I'm trading Wentz.
Oh, my God, Mike. No,
really? I don't come in here and lie. I'm honest with everybody right here. If I had seen that miracle, I would have believed in that miracle.
Well, next year when Nick Foles has the Redskins at 4-12 for the end of the season and we're in the playoffs.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter what he does from this point on. What he did here mattered. What he did in the green uniform. It doesn't matter that he may be a mediocre quarterback elsewhere. If he pulled it off here with this particular team, I would have paid attention to that. He didn't pull it off. I'm sorry, Foles people. You had me. I had one toe in your water. I was ready to plunge in. They didn't beat New Orleans. I was out. And I said that's what I was going to do. I'm honest every day, Tyrone, with the peeps.
No, you did say that. You had the branches of Mike.
Branches of Mike made sense. But he had to get to a certain level for the branches to take root.
Why do you think... I know you made the point about how a lot of people were happy because they were first to mm-hmm. Foles. But now that it ended, I thought that not the love would end. The love is forever. That mm-hmm. statue, which was a dumb idea, that's forever.
Yes.
Why can't some people seem to let it go now, even though he didn't play that well in the game? I thought there mm-hmm. would be enough evidence by seeing with their own eyes, okay, he didn't play well. Why can't people seem to still let that go? The Foles thing, even now?
Because he was their discovery. We talked about this before. The Folesian society thought that they discovered... You know, like the New World, right?
Yeah.
Like west of the Mississippi, all of a sudden there was land. So they put their stake in there. And when you put your stake in there, you defend your stake. Your stake.
Right, but once the game played, the ground got soft and the stake fell over. Why are they trying to pick the stake
back
up?
Because you don't want to give up your discovery. You still believe in your discovery. You're going to go to the grave with that discovery. I discovered it before anybody else. I was in on it before anybody else.
I still think it's just because he gave them what they've wanted their entire lives. That's why.
But they're happy to see Brandon Graham go.
Look, I get it. I'm just telling you where they're coming from. These Foles fans... He delivered what they've wanted their entire lives. They're not focusing on the externals and everything else. They're focusing on the quarterback who won the Super Bowl.
Hey, you make perfect sense.
That's I feel like it's very simple.
But I think it goes even deeper than that. I think it's like when, you know, in real life, when you find something that nobody else finds, you're proud of that. You think that, like, that's a feather. You know?
Yeah.
Right. So the people that saw the Nick Foles thing, they like gathered that up and hugged it. And when you're hugging something, you don't want to let it go because it was yours. You discovered it. Nobody else did. It was yours. And even though it may make perfect sense that they should proceed from this point on with Carson Wentz, you're still reluctant to give up your discovery. Because if you give up your discovery, what do you got? You got Ugats.
But that's not...
But good it made them feel when they found it. That's what it is.
But Mike, you're the one that said that, if you trade Carson, you can draft, they develop quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. They you can find another. Why can't they find another find? Discover someone else. There's other people out there.
Well, because Foles was here. You woke up one day and you walked 10 miles and there was land. Right? So Foles was right here. They're not going to have to walk another 20 miles to find something else. He was the gift right here.
Or they were thirsty and he was water.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
That water went rancid against the Saints.
Let's just say it developed some carbonation.
Okay. Bubbles.
Right. Yeah, it did go rancid. Now, the guy who called Lee, his theory was this. That you can win with a mediocre quarterback so long as you have a great team around him. But here's the thing. How many teams can actually assemble a great team around one guy? You're talking about 21 other positions that would have to be great. That's why the quarterback, being like 80% of what a football team is, has to make up for the deficiencies that you're unable to fill because it's impossible to have 21 other great positions. And that's what Lee missed. So people aren't looking for mediocre quarterbacks and saying, all right, let's focus on it. We had a mediocre quarterback. Let's focus on getting 21 other great players. That's not the way it works.
He also left out Ben Roethlisberger has won multiple Super Bowls.
Right, Roethlisberger
has won. Eli's won multiple Super Bowls. He left that
right.
out, too.
So like, where are the perennial good teams that don't have a great quarterback? They don't exist.
Yeah, they never did.
All right, let's go to Dave in Holmesburg. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hi, Mike. How you doing today, buddy?
What's up, Dave?
I want the challenge.
All right, here it is. Ben Simmons as point guard. That is your challenge. Pontificate, okay. Sir.
Pontificate that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He may not be the greatest ball handler and stuff, but I think the guy is outrageously great.
So you're okay with him as the point guard?
Every night almost.
He's the great. What's wrong with his ball handling?
he's a little. Sometimes he gets a little too fast, like in between the legs and stuff.
Yeah, he's fine. He's a little loose sometimes because he's in a hurry, but his ball handling is impeccable.
Yeah, for his size, yeah, but that's the reason why he can't shoot.
Why?
Because he grew up being so good, probably heads and toes above all his play guys. He always did was dunking way up all the time.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Was he ever 5'5"?
Maybe he didn't play basketball then.
No, he did. See, that's the thing that is so befuddling about this. At one point, he wasn't 6'10". What?
Your parents.
My parents?
Yeah.
What about my parents?
Poor Oscar.
Oh, Oscar. No, that was my fault.
Perched upside down, frozen to death.
It was my fault.
Oh, that was your fault.
Yeah, because they covered the cage with a towel to keep the parakeet warm. I took the cover off in the middle of the night because I wanted Oscar to see out.
It was 40 degrees.
Well, I'm a kid. I didn't figure that out.
I know. But listen, Ben Simmons, I love him.
All right, man. You got it. All right, that's Ben Simmons as point guard. See, that's the topic because you can argue that in different ways. You can love Ben Simmons and say, I don't love him point guard. So that's what I was looking for in that discussion. Yeah, Oscar Parakeet was the story I told yesterday that Dave was referring to.
Yeah. That poor bird.
On the heels of explaining the frugality that sometimes your parents have, and part of the frugality in the Missinelli home was taking the thermostat down to ice age proportions, because the theory was, well, you're under the covers and you're going to be warm anyway. So why do you need to have the air warm?
That's how I grew up. It's kind of engraved in my brain at this point.
Right. So they're they can never come up with a tangible amount of money that they were saving by doing that.
Right.
But I had the parakeet and I was 5 years old. Now, what do I know? You know, I'm thinking the parakeet lives through anything. So they put a towel on top of the cage, keep the parakeet warm at night. And I slunk down in the middle of the night because I thought Oscar was getting shut out from the world.
It must have been freezing for that parakeet to die.
Yeah, they were keeping it very cold in that house, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, are you sure there wasn't some underlying health condition? I don't think a parakeet just drops dead from one night and like,
well, I don't,
how cold could it have been?
I've been hoping all these years that it was some kind of genetic defect.
Unless it was like under 20 degrees in there.
Imagine the guilt that lays on a kid.
Right, because think about it. Let's say he had it at 70 degrees. Let's just say.
Uh-huh.
He turns it down to, let's say, 50 degrees.
Yeah.
You would think that that wouldn't happen instantly.
Did your house have insulation and everything? Like, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The kitchen was pretty cold. That's where the Oscar was, in the kitchen.
Well, because it was a drafty in the kitchen.
It was probably drafty.
What month?
That's where the door was. And then, you know.
What month was his untimely passing?
It was in the middle of the winter.
I don't know. I just feel like...
Well, like that got put on you, Mike. Like yeah. You got framed.
Parakeets don't live that long anyway, do they? Don't they have a short shelf life?
I don't think I had Oscar for that long, to be honest with you.
Where did he come from? A pet store in Bristol?
What's wrong with a pet store in Bristol?
Nothing. I'm just, you know.
You mocking my pet stores?
Pet stores are not the best place for...
Oh, got to be a pet store in Bristol? It's like low class?
No, I'm just saying. That.
I'm sorry. It wasn't a pet store in Northeast.
If it was a pet store in the Northeast, it
would make a lot of sense.
They're the ones that get the better parakeets.
No.
The Bristol ones are you know, the third world.
I'm just saying they could have like fudged how old Oscar was. You never did. They
Oscar
have records.
Was a young parakeet.
Did they have
there
records?
Nothing old about them. Oscar. He was blue and he was beautiful. Is it like blue and white?
I don't know, Mike. I don't think you should.
Didn't kill it.
No, I don't think you killed Oscar either.
I don't think you did.
It couldn't have been that cold in your house. There's no way that the bird just drops dead. Look at pigeons and sparrows survive in this city.
That's different birds, though. But
I know,
still,
they're tough birds.
Yeah, those are tough birds.
Let me tell you something, how cold it was in my house. I used to get like a bowl of Jell-O from the refrigerator. By the time I got it to my bedroom, it was colder.
But it wasn't frozen?
It was colder. It got actually colder.
All right.
Took it out of the fridge. By the time I got it, this is too cold. 610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. So last night I was part of a music video.
You mentioned that.
And somebody involved in the video is now Alex's friend.
Yeah.
Chill Moody.
Yes, he's a friend of mine.
Chill Moody's a West Philly rapper.
Yes, he is.
And he was somehow part of this video with my buddy, professional trumpet player Matt Cappy.
Yeah, he's really involved in a lot of the music scene in Philly. He's one of those, I think he's like a Philadelphia music ambassador. Mm-hmm. I know he travels for the Philadelphia music scene and stuff. He's awesome.
Yeah,
Chill's an
cool.
awesome
so
guy.
They were kind of doing the video together. He was playing trumpet and Chill was doing stuff. But my award-winning acting scene.
How'd it go?
It was great. He came down the en route to the stage, and I was sitting there at the bar. I had a bourbon on the rocks.
Uh-huh.
And he sees me and he gives me that. He gives me that. That
oh, oh, so see, you didn't good. You didn't end up
and
doing
I
got, the
no? I went. He gave me that and like you know the pound.
Right.
Yeah. And I went go kill it.
Nice.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
And now, how did you deliver it? So, did you say just like that?
Yeah.
Well, no, go kill it.
Go kill it. You know, like because it's you know jazz thing. It's like you know,
right.
I couldn't go like over the top stand up. Go kill it.
No.
You know, the jazz cool vibe.
Now, where did you film this?
This was at Lattage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I love Lattage.
I was rolling in different circles than I.
Well, it was a close. It was kind of a closed set. You know.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
That's oh, I nice. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, Do they have any idea on a release date? I know it's early. It takes time.
I know, but the producers were cool the way they were moving cameras here and there. And like he had to go through like 100 takes in playing just random trumpet stuff. Matt's a good dude. He's a more famous guy. He's going on tour starting tomorrow with Patti LaBelle in Mexico. But he has performed with Michael Jackson, The Roots... Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, I saw. I recognized his face, but I don't
Erica
remember from
Badu.
Where. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to.
He's been all over the place.
I'm gonna have to download his work.
Yeah, he's amazing. So I go out afterwards. We go. He goes, let's get a cigar. So we go to the cigar joint and we go to the Ashton cigar bar, and I did not order the Remy XO this time.
Oh, good, good move.
I went because we were talking Sambuca yesterday.
Right.
I went a little Sambuca with a cigar.
Oh, nice.
Right, so I the ashtray is in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it's a piece of crumpled up white paper in the ashtray.
Yeah.
Well, that's not any good for the ashes. So I get to take that out of the ashtray because you don't want the cigar burning that start.
No.
Uh-oh. So I pick it up, and it's a piece of gum.
Ew.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, this is a classy place, right?
Yeah.
This is a classy high-end Cidabar cigar, you know, bourbon type of joint. Who puts their gum in a cigar ashtray?
It's a person who's first time there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who thinks it, like, you can't wrap it up in something?
Right, you would think.
Oh, it wasn't wrapped up at all? The gum was just stuck in the ashtray?
I picked up the what I thought was a piece of paper, and it was kind of a moist piece of gum.
Oh, no. If you're over the age of 10, you know to wrap that gum up.
Or it's a really, really rich person. Because the really, really rich do whatever they want. So it was either a person who was brand new, or it was one of the, nobody in the middle does that.
So I called the bartender. I go, dude, you had a piece of gum in here. And he shook his head. He was like so embarrassed. Like, you got to train your customers in this joint. Can't have anybody like that in that joint. That guy's got to be banned for lack of decorum.
Well, I agree. You need decorum. You're nothing without it.
All right. Chip in Kennett Square. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Chip.
You guys crack me up.
You know what it's like? I'll tell you what it's like, Chip. It's like picking up what you think is fake poop that somebody put on your desk, and it's real poop. Like, that's what it was.
All right, so what are you saying? That you don't mind admitting that you would pick up fake poop?
No, well, somebody had fake poop on one of our sales person's desk the other day, and I saw it. I didn't pick it up, but the unnatural feeling you get from picking up somebody else's gum.
My question, Mike, is how long were you in contact with this gum, believing it was fake?
I just picked it up.
Did you linger?
I picked it up and I dropped it. I dropped it like it was hot fire.
I hope you washed your hands.
Yes. Obviously.
Good.
Yeah.
I was hoping to be, this. By the way, it's my first time calling. I hope you can go easy on me. Hi, Ty. Hi, Natalie. I want to go on Mike's challenge.
All right. Here's the challenge. Now, I'm going to take you outside the box here.
All right,
now I won't take you outside. Since you're first time, I won't take you outside the box. I'm going to go
outside the box.
All right, there's a controversy brewing in Lower Bucks County at a local high school where their nickname is the Redskins. People are fighting to keep the name Redskins while the other half is trying to get rid of it. Your thoughts, yeah. Chip?
I'm torn. I've been conflicted ever since I rooted for the Hogs back in the day. Out of respect, even though I'm an old lifelong Eagles fan.
Yeah. This is a high school now. We're not talking about the Washington Redskins. We're talking about a high school.
Can you give me a chance to arrive at an opinion on Redskins?
Yes.
It started with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, okay. All right.
They were the first Redskins. So, you know, I took it as like an honorary thing in my whiteness, my naivete as a kid. Never really crossed my mind that it would be an insult.
Right.
But as I've gotten older, I can't deny it. Only an Indian could really give you permission, and that's not me. And so I gotta say, I don't know, man. It's just time to move on.
All right, but I appreciate your opinion on that. Now that's a deeper topic that's going on right now. It has nothing to do with Philly sports, but I thought I would throw that in. I didn't want to do that to a first timer, but he said, yes, bring it on.
He handled it well.
So I did it. Now, this is not the Washington Redskins. It's a high school where we are supposed to preach and educate on what's right and wrong. So the fact that there are two factions here is something that confuses me. So if you have any thoughts on that, maybe I'll recycle that question a little later for another random caller on what you what your opinion on that is, because everybody has to have an opinion on that. 610-632-0975. There's one line that is open, and you can grab it right now on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
update.
JoJo questionable. This Fanatic Sports update is brought to you by Turnersville Jeep. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's TurnersvilleJeep.com. Sixers hit the road to play the Pacers tonight. Joel Embiid is questionable with back tightness. The teams are neck and neck for third in the Eastern Conference. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Flyers beat the Bruins last night 4-3 for their second win in a row. Sean Couturier helped the rally with a hat trick.
Now tipped away at center ice. Couturier's in on the left side. Looks. He shoots. He scores! His first career hat trick as they rain down from the crowd. The Flyers have hat tricks in back-to-back games and now have taken a 4-2 lead.
They'll play the Canadians on Saturday. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Eagles defensive line coach Chris Wilson and wide receivers coach Gunter Brewer will not return to the team next year. Our Big Green giveaway continues. Listen at 4 for your chance at $1,000. Are your kids ready for cold and flu season? Infants and young children have a good chance of getting the flu. Check for fevers with the Exergen temporal scanner, the number one choice of pediatricians and the most accurate. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for a daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Mizzinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.